Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Off to do some of my readings live this week. I travelled from just north of London up the A1. A good road. A straight road. And one that I think every schoolboy and girl knows was famously once the old Roman road from ancient times. At least school children would know that if the schools actually taught them anything apart from graffiti, blaming everyone else for everything, and arty self-expression, whatever the fuck that means. The A1, partly created by the Romans from AD 43 to AD 410, with a combination of various roads on this route used by the Anglo-Saxons as the main pathway from London to York, before flooding in the 12th century brought about a new route out of London, the Great North Road. And it's just a theory, but perhaps it's the ghost of those whoring, drinking, ransacking Roman centurions that somehow imbues the road with a sexy feel. And maybe it's that that results in so many adult shops along the length of it. Yeah. Anyone who has done that route can confirm, rather than celebrating this huge feat of human endeavour with maybe a nod to its illustrious past, count them, there are 4 adult grumble shops on the side of the A1 as you head north before York. I mean, just a thought, but couldn't we line the A1 with sort of ancient trees, maintain the odd turnpike, even, you know, offer up reproduction turnpikes? You know, maybe give it a Roman connection in the names of the roads and businesses on either side of this famous old routeway. A statue, maybe. A shrine to those slaves who no doubt gave their lives to build this famous old road. No, a fitting tribute to British history is apparently a nudie shop selling magazines, explicit muck and double-headed bum pluggers for the horny motorist. 4 shops, actually. Who's using them? I mean, if you're the usual like lorry driver with high cholesterol and even higher libido heading up the A1 with his cargo of, I don't know, bloody cement and a deadline before it's set, have you really got time or the physical stamina to stop off for a 6-pack of titty films and a couple of fanny pamphlets? No. And if you have got time, why didn't you spend more of that time delivering the unleaded to the pumps and less time pumping your lead, you filthy pigs? You know, couples driving. I mean, you can just sit, darling, shall we stop off to sample the delights of Nebworth House near Stevenage? Perhaps we should continue on up the A1 to Peterborough Cathedral with its gothic facade. No, I tell you what, let's stay on and pull off at Grantham, literally. Bloody disgusting. And do you know what? I will be telling the Roman engineers on that roadway in the sky this very evening. Dirty devils.
And
Namaste, friends. Namaste. Welcome to episode 14 of Clinton Baptist Paranormal Podcast. It goes from strength to strength. Thank you to the patrons who pay for this to get it a week early with videos and bloody God knows what. And to all you other freeloaders who frankly won't put your hands in your pockets. Talking about a lady who always gets me to put my hand in my pocket whenever I see her, it's Linda Pollock! Hello, Linda.
I'd like to know where those hands are, and if they're in your pockets, they're not doing any damage, are
not
they?
Not really, though I'm feeling cocky all day. Linda, can you please, as pathetic, can you please tell us this ghost story that you sent me from this one? First of all, what have you been up to? God, I am rude.
You are, it's as if you don't care.
Go on, what was it?
Cats.
Let's get on with the story. It's a ghost story that Linda has picked out from Chat It's Fake magazine. One of my favourites. Put the spooky music on, please.
A woman doing a TikTok dance alone in her apartment received a visit from what some dubbed a mysterious guest. The TikToker started recording a video featuring her dancing. That's what they do on there. They dance on the spot, waving their arms about.
I'm mad on TikTok. I've only just discovered it in recent months. I'm absolutely bloody mad. My algorithm... Sorry, turn the music off for 1 second.
Are you on there? Because I thought... Did you see Nadine Dorries is doing it now?
I wouldn't trust her to...
She's made a right show of herself.
God almighty.
She goes... Oh, hi, I'm the Minister for Sport and that.
Yeah.
And then she says things like, oh, and we're interested in making the internet in Britain the safest in the world, like it's a place. And also, she said, it's so you can downstream your movies.
I know, I heard of it. This will be old news by the time you hear all this, but she makes, you know what, she makes this person sound like an absolute intellectual.
I felt your pencil, didn't I?
But that's Nadine for you, because before anyone tells me she's blamed it on her dyslexia.
Yeah, but then
she?
People were sending her extracts from Wikipedia, which of course is the fountain of all knowledge, saying that dyslexia does not affect the way you speak. So stop using that as an excuse.
Yeah, so thank you very much for that, Linda.
Oh, it's like I've got news for you, isn't it?
Keep it light, keep off the politics, love. Can you put the spooky music and get on with the bloody story?
The filter at Abby J. Hauser chose turned her body into an animation with flashing colours changing on the screen.
Right, so for anyone, a lot of stupid people do listen to this who don't understand how it works.
Yeah.
You can use a filter on the TikTok so that you go into all different colours.
Turns you cartoony.
And here's the incredible thing. A face is animated next to her and appears to have sunglasses and a smile. There's no one else in the flat.
Yeah.
Right next to her, she was doing it.
It's like the AI, what's it called? Artificial intelligence.
That's right.
Intelligence has picked up on someone else's face.
She said this. The ghost literally said, don't mind me, just watching. Hey, did it? Bloody hell. Which is not a great story, though the video's been viewed more than 4.7 million times.
So that's one for the Chinese.
What?
TikTok's Chinese, isn't it?
Oh, I know that.
So they're the winners.
They're the winners. They'll have all your secrets, that lot.
They will.
Do you know what? This is the truth. As I say, I've gone mad on TikTok. And before I go to bed every night, I look up what my particular interest, ghosts, obviously.
Yeah.
UFOs,
yeah.
One of my absolute favourites. And ladies and gentlemen, I will have an announcement about UFOs and about time travel in the next few weeks. Bear with me on that. I'm not quite ready to tell it yet. But before I go to sleep, I make the terrible mistake of watching this stuff.
Yeah.
And I dream about it all bloody night long. But it's intoxicating. This is how they get you, the Chinese.
Because it's just a little bit here, a little bit there. And before That's you it. Know it, 3 hours have gone.
Oh, God, it really is. Don't, if you're not into it, don't get into it. Listen to this podcast instead.
Yeah.
And pay for it. Ramon Alert out now. As you know, coming up now, we've got an interview. Well, it's a recording of me and Ramon. We've been rehearsing for our show.
Right.
I would like you to come and see. You're coming to see it.
I would love to, yes.
It's called Clinton Baptist versus Ramon.
Right.
You can get tickets at clintonbaptist.com/live.
Just tell me that again while I write it down.
Very good, you're learning. Clinton!
WellingtonBaptist.com/live to come and see the show. We've just had a few preliminary meetings. The tour is selling.
Have you patched things up? Because last time I heard you were fighting over the rider.
I thought we'd patched things up, but have a listen to this. Ramona, long life. I've been trying to get a hold of you. We've got to... You know we're going on tour, don't you? We're going up and down the bloody country on tour. We're supposed to be rehearsing soon. Why can't I get hold of you?
Ah, for goodness sake, and hello to you too. Oh. Well, listen, I'm getting all sorts of messages, but the spirits are telling me you've changed your ringtone.
Yeah, hey, well, the spirits would be wrong. I don't know what you're talking about. I always keep the same ringtone on my iPhone.
Not your mobile phone, darling. Anal bleaching. And it wasn't the spirits. It was a mutual friend or two who saw it firsthand.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Yeah, me, you'd shag a barber's floor, you would. Not fussy. You'd shag a fucking warm scarf, you would.
Shut up, you fat mess.
Your dad, your feckless dad, he turned up to the parents' evening, the teacher's gone. You'll have to remind me which is your child. Your dad's gone.
Don't you talk to me about my father. Oh. You turned up to a parent-teacher meeting at a car park in Pinner at 2 a.m. And we asked, how's my child doing? And a woman in a Ford Sierra said, I'm due next month. Dirty bastard. Dirty dog and bucket. Farmer bucket. Riddle bastard.
Christ.
Listen. Shut your puss, you waste of s**k.
If your sister was a shop, she'd be B&Q. Orange all over with a number of tools up aisle number two. That's your lot.
If your mother was a Fatma team, she'd be fooling up and doing year after year. From what I've heard, up to 20,000 fellas regularly entering the cottage every weekend.
Right, I heard your mum, she was pole dancing the front room for an audience of neighbours. Oh, she brought the house down. Literally, rubble, that's a digger out.
Your mum got on the pole to do her dance and they tried to tuck money into her G-string, 20, 30, even 50 pence at a time. Oh. And she gave them change when she got off. Your mother did the foxtrot and got arrested by the RSPC fucking A.
Oh, your mum, when she goes out to eat, they don't bring in the sweet trolley. You get this reversing. This heavy vehicle is reversing. Beep, beep, that's your mum.
Your mother went out to town one night so horny the population of Glasgow was forced to mark themselves safe on Facebook.
Your dad's fitness regime, it's off the scale. 40,000 repetitions a day. Off-licence chippy pub. Off-licence chippy pub. Off-licence chippy... Your father's fathered that many kids who don't have the family name on the doorbell, just his DNA code. It's just quicker that way when the social services come calling week after fucking week.
Oh, you're a bodkin for the f***ing brain you are, aren't you? Oh, you thought Wheels disease was caught from a Volvo, you daft c***. Your mother's idea of devouring a Reader's Digest was to stick her head down a train loo and see what was for lunch.
Oh, you are disgusting. I'm not saying your mum, I'm not saying your mum was stupid, but your mum got invited out for a bottomless brunch. She walked in a Wetherspoons with her fanny out.
Your mother couldn't be asked to walk 200 yards to her own house. She had to sit in a rickshaw shouting cash, spent, cash. Well, she went spent because she was that fat. She pulled a wheelie and banged her head. Silly fat bitch.
How dare you? Your brother, what about your brother? Christ, I'm not saying he's fat. He went from extra large to extra, extra large to fucking hell, he's coming towards us.
The Baptiste family turned up at the stage door the other day and they thought the fucking albinos had escaped whipped stage too.
Christ.
Listen, you trumpet. Boss. You've shot your duff more times in the palm of your own hand. Your wristwatch gave birth to twins. You've f***ed your load more times in the bath. It should be a fish tank in a Chinese restaurant.
Right, you just turn up to rehearsals, all right? Good day to you.
Ah, f*** off.
Ramon Tamin, ladies and gentlemen. It's a shame, isn't it? Hopefully we can get back on track for our rehearsals. Now, have a look at this. What do you make of this? Now, this is extraordinary. Once again, it's from Chat. It's Fate magazine. Brilliant magazine. Under the title, Scary Mary.
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet.
Scary music, Linda. Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I was haunted by a very unusual ghost. This is according to Reet Payton, 43, from Liverpool.
God. Reet.
Funny name, Reet. And she, it must be short for Rita, which maybe doesn't sound quite ethereal enough.
Yeah, Reet, yeah. Though.
Go on. Well, my name was Keith originally. I did change.
Was it?
Yeah, I was born Keith Robert Baptist.
Right.
And when in May 1982, when I discovered my spiritual abilities, a gypsy lady rechristened me Clinton Solomon Nectarine Baptiste.
I always wondered about that.
Oh, she was wonderful, incredible. She told me, this gypsy, stop the music a second. I was at Bury Fair.
Yeah.
And I saw this bony finger coming out of an old canvas tent beckoning me in.
Yeah.
I stepped forward, lifted one of her flaps and stuck my head in. It was a spiritual awakening.
A rebirth, if you will.
It was. And that's why I'm known as Clinton now, but the family still call me Keith. They won't join it. Spooky music, please!
August 2018, and I was with Robert Kerwin, with whom I run RAG Paranormal Investigations. I think it's RAG, but RAG.
Yeah.
Again, names.
Rita and what's his name?
Robert.
Oh, I don't know. RAG Paranormal Investigations. That's RAG, in case you want to get in contact with them. Go on.
We were going to the Vernon Institute to a ghost night we were holding.
Ooh.
It's a community centre in the village of Soghall. Is it Soghall? Sowell?
Sowell or Soghall?
It's near Chester, so it'd be Soghall, won't it?
Would it be?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
It was used as a hospital for injured soldiers in the First World War. That's all you need to know.
Right, yeah, you can see where this is going. Right.
As soon as I walked through the doors of the Vernon Institute, a feeling of fear and says sandness, but I'm thinking sadness.
Yeah, fear of sandness, yeah.
Washed over me, itchy. I knew once I was picking up on the emotions of an unhappy spirit. I started picking up on several spirits, including children and indeed, as you might expect, young soldiers.
No, wrong one. I'm trying to get someone crying. No,
I mean, that is sad.
Keep going.
When the guests arrived, we took them into one of two halls in the building, a large room, which was empty apart from curtains hanging at the window, where you'd expect curtains to be hanging, let's be honest, and pictures lining the walls. Again, unsurprising,
yeah.
Nothing new here. I turned off the lights, asked everyone to hold hands.
Can you make it a bit more scary,
please? A circle with me in the middle.
Don't take the piss, yeah.
Then I carried out a blessing to protect everyone during the investigation.
A blessing,
you do them, don't you?
A blessing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always do a blessing. I always turn the music off. I do. Hold on, I've got one of my blessings.
I mean, does it actually? Is it magic, right, or are you just setting the scene? What's the score there?
No, I keep a series of blessings. I mean, this is one I often use. It just sort of cleanses the place before you start. But yeah, go on.
Okay.
Ghostly ghouls, stay away. Come again another day. It's not that original, this one. Fill us to the brim in our spiritual cup, but it won't be much fun if we're really shit up, which is just a way of making sure it's not too frightening. Yeah,
yeah.
Do me a blessing.
So it's like, come in, but don't go mad.
Yeah, let's not go mad. Come on, we don't upset. We want people to come back.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
Exactly. Get on with it.
Suddenly a pain, back to the story, stabbed at the right side of my head. Ow, I winced.
Yeah.
That's when I spotted the spirit of a young woman standing in the corner.
Bloody hell.
She was facing me, staring straight at me, and I just had time to register her brown hair, pretty face, and the dirty white blouse she was wearing.
Oh, God. A split second later, she disappeared.
A guest started to feel upset, so I took her out of the room, and after a few minutes, she'd recovered. Let's go back to the others, I told her. As we were about to go through the door back into the hall, a spirit floated through the wall. It was the same pretty brown-haired young woman, this time wearing a dark ragged hat to cover her head. Again, how you wear hats.
Yeah.
I feel really sick now, my guest groaned. Out of nowhere, I suddenly felt the most peculiar sensation. I feel like I've got horns growing out of my head, I blurted. To one of my guests, a lady called Sue. Why do we need to know what the woman's name is?
Just because it authenticates it.
Oh, yeah. Sue laughed. No, there isn't anything there. Of course, when I put my hands...
Just a second. A horn growing out of her head.
Her head, yes, yeah, horns.
Right, okay, yeah.
Both sides.
Right, okay.
Not just one horn. We're not talking unicorn, we're talking...
Both sides. Okay, bloody hell, sounds a bit devilish, don't it?
Yeah. Of course, when I put my hands to the right side of my head, there were no horns.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm so astonished. But as we proceeded with the investigation, I couldn't shake the feeling that hard, curved horns, like a ram...
Two horns?
...were sprouting.
That was two. Go on. Yeah.
I can still feel those bloody horns.
Oh, yeah, I love feeling.
I kept telling my guests as we carried out the séance.
When the séance ended, we decided to have a break and someone switched the lights on. I'm surprised I didn't put on the wall here. Reet, come here and look at this, one of the guests yelled. I hurried over to where the guest stood, pointing to a picture hanging on the wall. Thank you. You're not going to believe this, she told me. As I looked at the picture... read it properly. As I looked at the picture, my mouth fell open in shock.
It's just right, that one, isn't it?
I've dropped my cell phone. Keep going, here we are. Yeah, it fell open. Sorry, I'm ruining the suspense. Keep going. It was a drawing of an elderly lady with a white shawl around her shoulders. She looked perfectly ordinary, except that she had, fucking hell, two curved horns that were coming out of the right side of her head.
Oh, both on the same side.
Hold on, broken. Bloody thing, broken. I've got another one here. It's identical, but not quite as good. One, two. Don't
bother. Is that the again. Sprouting that we've just heard?
Sprouting!
There.
Sprouting out the side of her head. Oh, my God, that's what I've been picking up on, I gasped. And I recognised the woman in the picture. She was the young spirit I'd kept seeing, only in the picture. She was decades older. Not that interesting. I read the description below the drawing. It was a picture of a woman named Mary Davis, who lived in the village in the 1600s. She was a midwife married to a farmer who died, leaving her all alone as a widow. At the age of 28, get this, she'd grown horns out the side of her head, earning her the name the Horned Lady of Sahau. The horns shed several times. Disgusting. The horns shed several times, but always grew back.
Yeah.
A portrait of her was painted in 1668 when she was 72. Bloody hell.
That doesn't surprise me. Have you seen Dr. Pimple Popper?
No, why?
Oh, my God. Right, you know, because Americans have to pay for healthcare.
Yeah.
There are people walking around America with things grow like second heads and stuff, basically good. Growing out. And things that you would normally get sorted out on the NHS yeah. straight away before it grew into something that you had to dress.
Yeah.
Gets left. There's people like that wandering about in America because the lack of health... Again, I'm going political, but Pimple Popper would sort that out in an absolute second.
Thank you very much for that detailed research. Now, can we kindly get back to the two horns? After the investigation, Robert and I packed up and said goodbye to the guests. It was gone 2 a.m. by the time we arrived back home, yawning and exhausted. We started unloading our equipment, saying a blessing each time we took some...
Yeah, now, another one.
Yeah, you do have to do a blessing every time.
So you start and finish with one.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is... Yeah, this is one of my finishing ones. Right, you know. All right, can you put the echo on?
All right, yeah.
All right, you came and done some haunting. It was good if, like me daunting. Now it's time to say goodbye as I head home and cleanse my third eye.
You still got that problem?
Yes, don't be crude. Yes, although I do still have that problem, yes, the B45. You're fine if anyone has that problem.
Not anyway, CP again.
No, Christ, definitely not. Now, anyway, so that's it. It is an actual fact. Let me get the
magazine. Some horny woman in Chester has been immortalised.
I resisted saying anything about horny. I'll tell you who'd like this story, because she did like the horn of the unicorn, that lady from last week.
Oh, she'd be all over
it. She's a unicorn expert. So, and there's more from this. When I went upstairs... This is the ghost lady.
Yeah, from Rag Investigations.
Rag Investigations. When I went upstairs to have a shower, my head started to feel hot and sore. This is not going where I think it's going. Her head started... I'm thinking, fucking hell, she doesn't grow a couple of horns, does she?
Oh, fear and sadness bubbled in my stomach.
What was going on? This isn't like me, I thought, confused. That's when it hit me with a jolt. When I brought the equipment in from the car that morning, I'd been in such a hurry, I'd forgotten to bless it. Oh, no. Mary must have attached herself to the angel board. She jumped in the glove compartment. She had come home with me. Even though I hadn't intended on bringing her home, I felt very strongly in need that I had to help poor Mary. I don't know why I'm taking the piss out of it, because I believe this stuff. It's just these magazines, I don't quite... Anyway...
They make it, what's it called?
Cheapen it?
Well, yeah, they try and,
What? But sort
What's
of
the word?
Diminish?
No.
Sensationalise?
Boom.
Yeah, okay.
When actually it's a very dignified procedure, isn't it?
It is. I know you're saying that with a half an eye on the ironic, but it is a fucking very respected procedure.
Have you ever sprouted horns in the shower?
No, I was too worried that Ruth was looking through the bloody keyhole. I won't be doing that with her there. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I hadn't intended on bringing her home. I felt very strongly I needed to help poor Mary. I went into the living room, sat on the sofa. I wasn't long before Mary appeared, looking at me shyly.
Bloody Mary, pain in the ass.
Looking at me shyly? You just had to catch the lift all the way back to my house. I'm going to help you go back to Spirit World, I told her gently. But I'm your friend, and I promise you can come to see me whenever you like. Mary smiled at me and disappeared into the light. Now,
that was that then, was it?
Well, yeah.
She did bugger all. She said, off you go then, and that was the end.
Ye of little faith, Linda, I do believe this. I don't quite like the cheap way that these things are sensationalising. And I think we are duty-bound to discuss cutaneous horns.
Yes.
Which is what was clearly growing out of her head.
Like I told you, pimple popper would have that off.
Exactly. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is something that... this is amazing. Yeah, look. An 87-year-old lady called Liang Shixuan from China had a 13-centimetre horn growing from her forehead. She was known as the Unicorn Woman. So if you're listening, the lady from last week, perhaps you'd like to get in touch with her. That is that.
And on a serious note, if you do start sprouting horns and you're not in America, go and get it sorted.
Yeah, and if you are, take a fucking photo and send it to us. No. I feel like I've cheapened that and, you know, we're better than that. Sorry about that. Don't take the piss. Now it's time for our celebrity interview. The one and only Helen Lederer, who's appeared in Absolutely Fabulous. She's worked with Harry Enfield. She's worked with bloody everyone. And frankly, if you're a certain age like me, you'll know she was virtually a household name in the 80s. She rang up this week.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, we are honoured on the show to have a proper top-line celebrity as opposed to some of the, well, Z-listers, let's be fair, that we've had before. Goodness me, phoning up is Helen Lederer, who you'll remember Helen and you'll know Helen from her wonderful comedy work. I've seen Helen very many times.
very many times, and she is a believer in the paranormal. Are you there, Helen Lederer?
Right, this is absolutely true. What happened was, when we moved into the current house, people had been divorced prior to us moving in. So I got a feng shui person. I don't know if you hold with that.
Yes, I feng shui. I'll tell you what, and as it's feng shui, and as it's clearly there's going to be something to do with atmosphere, Linda, can you put on the spooky music, please? Okay. Set the scene, Helen. Whereabouts was this house?
Right. So the house, I can't actually, I'm not prepared to give you the actual postcode just because of, you know, security. But it's
reasons, I understand.
Suburban, southeast London, but we're on the stairs and the feng shui person and my partner were there. And then I was in the kitchen looking at them coming down the stairs, and then suddenly all the lights, all the electricity went. It just went dark. Everything went. And then they said, both of them went weird. I don't, because I don't, you know, I'm different. I don't get connected. And they said that there had been, they sensed a woman.
Let me pull you up here. First, what do you mean you're different?
Pulling me up.
What do you mean you're not connected?
Well, I'm not connected, Clinton, in the, you know, the dark arts.
Right. Okay. Some of my feng shui friends would say that they don't call it the dark arts. It's an ancient Chinese art, is it? I'm not an expert on feng shui.
Right.
Or feng shui, as I think they. Who was the feng shui expert?
I wouldn't say that it was a woman. She was wearing sort of cream clothes. I don't know if that was significant. She had a compass, told us to put mirrors in different places, and also you mustn't have water in the sink. No, you can have water in the sink. You just can't have things opposite the sink. Well, the point was, there was a woman had lived in the house who was having trouble to pass over.
Oh, my God. Mm. Hold on. First things first, can I just say, as regards water, now, I know this. You don't have to be a feng shui to know this. Mm. But the real thing, and maybe what she was probably trying to say, is don't put water anywhere, electricity. That's probably the first thing. Maybe why the lights went out. Less to do with feng shui, more to do with simple electrical knowledge.
Facts.
I will need a little bit more information, Helen. She picked up that. Did she pick up about the lady not being able to come?
She did. She kind of froze. She was in the middle of the stairs and she froze.
Oh my.
So I had the electricity going off, her freezing, my partner kind of connecting with her.
Right.
Because he senses, he picks up on the otherness.
Right, okay. Well, you told me it was just, I mean, look, I'm just playing devil's advocate because I believe all this shit. Helen, do you think that it was a simple case? You just moved into the property? Were you thinking of moving into the property?
We had moved in. We'd taken that decision to move in, even though the people had got divorced before us. But then we thought, well, if we get the feng shui lady in, then we can move things around.
Feng shui. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do. I have a spirit guide, Tarawak, who is, I'm not going to say...
Who's that? You got?
Tarawak. I'm not going to say Eskimo, because apparently that's racist.
He
is an Inuit from, you know, the Greenland and all that up there.
Okay.
And I'm asking to find out if there are any spirits in your house.
Okay, well, I'm prepared to say the actual town in that case, if you can guarantee that your Inuit will put input. I'll give you half the postcode.
Okay, I can bleep it out.
Okay, Essie, and the second half, which you... Has that been bleeped?
That has been bleeped. And I'm looking it up on Zoopla, on one of those things. Oh, some nice, desirable... Oh, that is nice around there, isn't it? You've got...
It's quite leafy.
Is there, Tarawak, you there? He says he is there. Oh, yeah, you're right. And he's saying... He says he's no expert. He's not done the training. But he'd say that possibly it's a problem with electrics.
Oh.
Very good to get a feng shui person in. But if you get in the one electrics from SSE, who I use, very, very good. And Tarawak's saying, actually, you're not saying this, I'm saying, friend of mine, very, very good with electrics. And I can, for, you know, a small fee, get him to have a look.
Well, that's a bit of a departure, if you don't mind me saying.
It's less ancient Chinese art.
Okay. So basically, I've given up quite a difficult day.
Yeah, to well, have this. Well, I can't invent ghosts, can I, Helen? I can't invent them.
Well, okay, but you're saying that I don't have one. Okay. Do you mind if I'm going to someone else? Do you have a friend?
Well, I've got a friend called Ramon, and I will give you his number. It's 2639.
Okay.
Write it down and make sure. Don't take no for an answer. You keep on it. You must phone him, and I'll give you his email as well. It's @yahoo.co.uk.
I'll let you know if Ramon actually uncovers.
Please don't let me know. Just keep on it. Him. Speak to him as much as possible. I cannot stress this enough, Helen. Don't let me know any more about
it. Okay, I'll not let you know then.
Do it now. Don't let me know above anything else.
I'm calling Ramon now with those digits.
Good day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Jesus Christ. Helen Lederer.
What a legend.
What a legend. And can you, God, the 80s. The 80s people we've had on here. The gods.
And she was great in the 80s, right? I'm just imagining her in the 80s in her pomp.
Yeah.
Little black dress.
Yeah.
Semi-sheer tights, a bit like Cilla Black used to wear.
Very, very good, Helen.
Sipping on a martini and telling wonderful stories.
Well, she's still back and she's still doing stuff. And on an 80s vibe, I mean, we've had Nick Beggs, haven't we?
Oh, yes.
We've had... who I'm really hoping to have, who did say he'd come on, is none other than Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. And he does have a ghost story. And I've been trying to deal with someone...
Is it true?
One of... Yeah, it's from the... He told it through the barricades, that's right. Yeah, give me a chance.
And it's gold.
Let me think of what it is. And he's muscle-bound, which doesn't matter. It doesn't really work.
Also sticking with the 80s, of course, that was the era in which I was born.
Which year were you born, Linda?
80-something.
Fuck off. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, can I just have a bit of a moan-up about live gigs? When I did a gig, right, this week, I'm not going to say where it was. I will not say where it was.
It was up north.
It was up north. And I did a gig this weekend. Women, quite drunken women, who come into the dressing room. Now, it's lovely. It's flattering.
This isn't about me again, is it?
No, no. Right. I don't let you near my gigs. I know you're such a bloody, so negative about it. I did a gig at this place and... Ladies come in and they want to talk to me and all that, but I could not take my trousers off.
These sexy ladies are.
Drunken ladies. Okay. Drunken ladies who, as we all know, are not all that sexy when they're pissed out of their heads doing that.
It's off-putting, isn't it?
It's off-putting. Anyway, this particular woman put my entire live act on Facebook, live on Facebook, as I was doing it, 40 minutes.
And what I loved about this story when you told me earlier on is that she told you, like, you should be grateful.
She told me, and I said, well, why did you do that? Do you know, you're all a bit, who do you think you are? Well, that's what I do for a living, love. I don't want, you know, Yvette and all these other people.
Ramon seeing your secrets.
Ramon seeing how I do it? Of course I don't. So anyway, I've let bygones be bygones with this particular drunk lady. I have put one of her curses on her, but give it a couple of weeks and she should be able to sit down properly after that. The live show, talking of live, the live show with Ramon is going very, very well. I've written the first draft. It's a little bit rough. For those who have tickets, you will love it. And for those who don't have tickets, please go to clintonbaptiste.com/live. We now have, I thought we should have a director. All right, because it's just me and him dicking around all the rides. And we got a bloke called Brendan O'Hay. He's a top theatre director at the RSC, would you believe? Don't look
so
at me.
So what's he doing with...
I don't know what he's doing with us. I've no idea. But anyway, I got in touch with him to see whether he would actually, you know, direct us both. He also directs at the Globe, which has given an idea we should go to the Globe and see some ghosts there, shouldn't we? I've managed to get this fella as a tour director. Will you all hear how this goes? Let's speak to Brendan O'Hay. Hello?
Yeah, Clinton, it's Brendan O'Hay.
Oh, hello, Brendan. Lovely, nice to hear from you.
Yeah, you too, and thank you for the script, and yeah, I, I think I'd like to get involved.
That's great. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, yeah. We need a proper director, you know, just the two of us. We do need someone to shape the thing and make sure it's... that's great news. Lovely.
That's very... And we'll obviously decide that in a couple of weeks, whether I'm a great director. But I've just got a few queries about the script, which you've sent me.
Yes, I wrote it. It's all my own work, yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just reading it here.
Right.
And it says... It says, Ramon comes on stage,
that's right.
Very low-key. It gives a brief introduction to who he is,
that's it.
No longer than 1 minute in length.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it says, not well, and you've got lots of these not wells. So, not well, Ramon must not be allowed to wear sparkly gear, as I'm wearing sparkly gear.
Yes, I will be wearing the sparkly gear. That's sort of what I'm known for, sparkly gear. I just put it in the script now. Just to, you know, to make sure there's no confusion. Okay. I'll be wearing the sparkly gear in the show, yeah.
Okay. And then you've got another note, well, Ramon is likely to go on a lot and must not, in capital letters, must not be allowed to do that.
Yeah, go on. He can, you know, he talks a lot of Scottish stuff. It's quite verbose. It's got to be entertaining, the show. Do you understand? It's got to be entertaining.
Yeah, but you've also got, when he speaks, do we need subtitles? You put that as like a kind of clause in brackets.
Well, we could, I mean, you know, I find it quite difficult to listen to. It's quite a thick accent, and it's quite, I mean, I'm sure, excuse me, if I said quite camp, a thick Glaswegian, I can't always understand what he's saying, you know. I
mean, yes,
you know, places like Huddersfield and that, they don't understand very much anyway, so it's quite difficult for them to follow, even in plain English, you know.
Okay. And you also say that the lights go even brighter for when you come on. You've asked for that.
Yeah, they go brighter. Yeah, they go brighter when I come on, sort of thing, yeah.
Okay. And then it's, Clinton should be on a wire. Is it possible for him to fly in from above the stage, you say?
Yeah, when I'm, you know, sort of come in, I mean, I don't know whether they could, a sort of harness that I fly across. And it's like, oh, you know, Clinton's here, Clinton's here, you know, kind of, you know, sort of just up in the air. Sort of, well, I mean, it doesn't have to be, but it's quite a nice entrance, I think you'll agree.
Yes.
On wire, sort of thing.
It's just that you've said to me that there's very little budget to pay me, but that, forgive me, but there seems to be that would cost a lot of money, so...
Right. Okay, I mean...
I thought you said there was no money, for me, but yet there is for a flying...
Right, forget that. Forget the flying in. But a big entrance is what... an effective entrance.
Sorry. Yes, you've got that. No, well, a very effective entrance. I'm just worried about two things in particular, which is Ramon's entrance seems a little bit meagre, if you don't mind me saying so.
Well, can I just... I don't know whether you're aware, but I probably didn't make this clear. I've done two national tours in the United Kingdom. It is my tour. I've very kindly allowed Ramon to come on tour with me. So I think the audience would be a little bit disappointed if I creep on stage behind Ramon, who's only there for me to do the show.
Yes, okay. But we need to see him as well. I mean, this idea that the light's been low...
You see the fucking size of him, you'll see him, all right?
okay, yeah. Thank you.
He's sort of down there on the front of the stage, or maybe, I don't know, some nice big steps that light up or something. And look, here's Clinton. Good evening.
Okay, and Ramon is aware of this? He's aware of...
Not entirely, no. I mean...
At all?
No, I'm not.
No, he's not.
No, I was hoping you could break it to him that, you know, I mean, I think he'll understand. I have done, as I say, two tours.
Okay. Well, I think I'm on board, but all I'm saying is, you don't seem to have any producer attached. I can't really be doing, I'm just there as the director. And I just don't want to be having producing, and forgive me, but I'm not going to Ban Ki-moon or Kofi Annan. I don't want to be building bridges in the rehearsal room.
No. He, if you could just make him understand that, we just get off on the right foot, all should be well. Well, I'm delighted, absolutely delighted you're on board.
That's
splendid. Thank you very much. So we're rehearsing tomorrow morning, isn't it?
Well, we are. First thing, 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay. All right. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye, Kitten. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Just time now for our paranormal headlines. My favourite chat, It's Fate magazine, are going with alternative therapies. If you're frightened of clowns or dolls, they recommend, right, you fill a crystal bowl. You fill a crystal bowl with cold water just before bed, say a prayer, lift the bowl up high, and then tip it all over your head so you wake up, stop being such a fucking idiot. Grow up! Take a break, fate and fortune. Tell a woman from Taunton she was once an Egyptian priestess, whilst there's a picture of her in denial. She's a mummy now. Pharaoh, no. Meanwhile, Haunted magazine have the terrifying story of the Thornton Heath haunting, which began with a radio being turned on and seemingly attracting pots and pans that flew across the room to hit it. A bit like what happens in most houses when Steve Allen on LBC comes on in the morning. Spooky! And those are your paranormal headlines when you wake up tomorrow. Linda, so we come to the end of another wonderful show. Please tell me, what are you up to this week between now and when I next see you?
Toilet training the cats.
Okay, and how does that work? Keep it brief.
You take the litter trays away. You get a special one, you sink it into the toilet bowl. They get
just a minute.
Yes.
The cat's going to actually go on the toilet.
That's what I'm talking about. So they start perching.
Oh, I see.
And as they get more and more familiar with that particular means of evacuating the bowels, you take away a little section of the tray.
And eventually,
so it ends
the
up
cat,
with a hole.
Eventually the cat falls down the fucking toilet.
The rings get bigger and the cat gets used to sitting on the bog, yeah.
And there'll be more tedious cat stuff next week. Until next time, Linda. See you next week.
Meow.
Meow. Bye-bye. Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.